This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm David Green. Every July, up to 1 million people gather in the northern Spanish city of Pamplona for 9 days of merriment. It's the San Fermín Festival, or maybe it's better known as the Running of the Bulls. Locals say the celebrations were a bit muted this year because of Spain's dismal economy. Reporter Lauren Freyer ran with the bulls herself, and she sent us this postcard.
Running with the bulls down narrow cobblestone streets is a timeless tradition. There are tipsy adrenaline junkies every year tempting fate. There are also the Ernest Hemingway fans, enchanted by The Sun Also Rises, the 1926 novel that popularized Pamplona's signature fiesta. The 24-hour street parties with the same sticky sangria residue underfoot. The same nightly fireworks, even though the San Fermín budget was slashed 8% this year. Authorities across Spain are learning to get by on less. But the problem is, so are the revelers.
Many persons in this San Fermín ask me how much the beer, how much the Coke, how much all the time.
Bartender Raúl López sulks outside the bar Gallego, where he does seasonal work every summer. He says people didn't used to care how much they spent for at least these 9 days.
This San Fermín completely different than the last years.
Just look at the parking, he says.
Another time, another years, the cars, impossible. You must put your car 2 kilometers far the city. And this year, you can put the car near your home.
Vendors and bar owners say business is down about 20% from last year. People buy wine at the grocery store and drink on the street. There are more tourists from countries doing better than Spain is these days.
Oh, man, hey. I just crossed the ocean just to see the San Fermín, you know. The party is huge, the people are great.
Jamiro Vist is from Brazil, where there's actually some economic growth. This is his 13th San Fermín.
Man, used to be a lot of Spanish people over here, but now you only can see foreigners.
And they're the ones spending money. A modest hotel normally costs about $80 a night here, but during San Fermín it can cost upwards of $300. Joe McMillan from St. Louis says it's a little like charity.
We're having a good time, and if we can support a local economy, then that even better that way.
Another American is here from even farther afield.
I'm actually coming from Afghanistan.
Jason Pierce is in the U.S. Marine Corps on his 2 weeks leave from the war zone.
The Running of the Bulls is happening on my leave, so why not? It's the Running of the Bulls.
Pierce says he'd heard about the poor Spanish economy and noticed locals on a budget.
There wasn't people eating in fancy restaurants, but you definitely went with the 3-euro sangria in a pre-made plastic bottle. You can definitely see the locals doing that.
Leire Alemán is the manager of the 3-star Hotel Maisonave in Pamplona's old quarter. The hotel relies on revenue from these 9 days to keep it afloat for the rest of the year.
Well, the truth is that this year we had less reservations.
The Provincial Hotel Association predicts occupancy will be down about 10% compared to last year. 1 in 4 Spaniards is out of work. Domestic tourists are coming for shorter stays. Miguel Oñé is camping in a city park with friends. They're all local college students in their early 20s whose job prospects look grim come graduation next year. They've got bagged lunches and thermoses filled with beer.
It's good to see that there is some happiness among the people in difficult times.
Summertime is Spain's festival season. Villages across the country will honor their patron saints with more wild parties like this one through August. But come September, a hangover just might be waiting. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer.